Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, having much to say to his people. The Lord is going to speak in his wisdom to everyone who has ears to hear. He has so many wonderful things to give us, and his heart is towards us. Remember, the Lord thinks of everything. He evaluates everything before he speaks. There's so much information he wants to show us. We have to want it. And once we receive it, we have to cling to it. It has to get in our heart and remain there. The information of God can be used throughout your life. It can affect everything. Even the timing of his timing in teaching us is important. He releases things the right way. He thinks of everything. He judges all things. And he's doing things to our benefit. And the Lord is attracted to sincerity. I believe the light, the word says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. I believe that light is that sincerity that's there. In people, it's either there or it's not. If there's a flame of sincerity in a person, that's light. And Jesus came to light us up, to light men up. The word calls him the light in St. John. He was the word of God. And he came to give us light, illumination. And that's nothing but love, sincerity towards God. If it's there, that's the kind of love that will do something. You know, the soldier that puts himself in harm's way to protect his country. The one that dives on a grenade to protect his friends. The people that will let people know that Jesus lives so they can live. Not just looking at the problem and say, oh, that problem's too big to solve. But this kind of sincerity looks above the problem to God. And as we receive information from the Lord, that causes God to be bigger in our eyes and all of our problems to become minute in our eyes. That's the power of the Word of God. Some people go to church year after year, and their lives don't seem to change much, but it really is. They go to church and they learn the Word. They go to church and they learn the Word. They may not realize it, but what they're learning gets in their daily conversation. Whatever's in your heart, that's what you will speak. And I'm not talking about people who seem to be very aggressive. Just people that go about their daily routine doing right. They're hearing God's word and they relay it. They may not even realize it. But they do. Because the word of God, if it's in you, it gets in your advice, it gets in your counsel, it gets in your attitude. It gives you a better attitude. It gives you temperance. People who do the right thing and make good choices. They live on a foundation. Somewhere they received a good foundation. And people can receive it through watching others, having a desire and a vision for something. And if they daily go to church, they begin to make better decisions and better decisions on top of better decisions. Now, and those who are aggressive, sometimes the Lord will call people to the ministry because they won't stop. They'll see things through. Now, that's something that's needful when you have a calling. When God calls a person, they have enough love and sincerity to do something. But many are called, but few are chosen. Some people, they could go either way, but the Lord may call them, but they may become ambitious and try to do things to look good in man's eyes, or they may compromise somewhere. And the love of the world always works against that basic sincerity, that foundational sincerity. If that's gone there, everything else goes with it. If your focus changes, your sincerity can change. But when we look to the Lord, he becomes bigger in our eyes, and we're receiving what he's saying. And then Satan's going to send distractions. And some distractions are beautiful, some are ugly, some will tempt you. But these, all the distractions have one thing in common. They're sent to change your focus. The distractions can be success. It can be the way you look in man's eyes. It can be something you want. It could be lust. It could be greed. A man might lust after a woman, and the enemy will use her as a weapon to change his focus. And then if he falls for the trap, then he'll use her weakness to ruin him and keep him distracted. Satan's not trying to satisfy, he's trying to distract us, change our focus. And then he'll accuse us in heaven's court. But let's do it God's way. Let's keep our eyes on the Lord and overcome all his obstacles, destroying him, driving him completely out of our lives, and expose him for the liar that he is in heaven's court. See, we don't have to accuse him. We can just expose him like Job. Job didn't turn on God like Satan said he would. And Job never seen God. And he ended up judging Satan because Satan saw God and turned. Job never saw God and didn't turn. If everybody else turned, Job already won. And he did it as a man. And Job is the oldest book in the Bible. He lived around 400 years before Moses. And I believe he's the author of Job. Now, he's the author of the book of Job. Everything that God is doing is important. And we must learn if we learn his ways, the word of God reveals God to us. The Holy Spirit reveals God to us. So we follow God on two fronts, the written word and the spoken word. And remember, the Holy Spirit speaks through others too. Other people who are anointed. Other Christians who seek the Lord. And then we learn and we grow. See, the anointing comes from God. The anointing teaches us. We don't need human reasoning when we have the anointing. See, the anointing will teach us. The word of God is anointed. The Holy Spirit, of course, is anointed. And all of his speech through all of his people who love him, who have sincerity, that foundational love that does something. When they speak by the anointing, that will teach you. That kind of knowledge and wisdom is better than what's on earth. That kind of knowledge and wisdom is greater. It's greater. It's much greater than the voice of the world. Because the voice of the world, that kind of wisdom is not from here. Selfishness is the voice of the world. Greed is the voice of the world. Lust and ambition is the voice of the world. But God takes you forward to serve. God gives you power to serve others, to let people know that Jesus loves. But in my eyes, a powerful preacher is the one who serves, not the one who collects, not the one who is famous. If he's famous for serving, yeah, he's that's powerful. People that complete what God gives them to do. It's all important. And the Lord is coming back for people who are sincere. Sincere people are those he can work with. He's searching for sincerity. Everything that God is doing, he's finding people who are sincere, and he's using them to glorify his name. Because we do what, just as he is, so are we in this world. He loves us. He loves every soul. Everybody's important to him. And the way we see God changes everything. If we remain focused on him, all of our problems will be completely gone over time. And we'll be faithful in the duration. See, faith, the works of faith has its own duration. And we can be completely faithful throughout the duration to things form. Sometimes faith, you can receive some things by faith immediately. It was already done and paid for, such as healing, salvation, wisdom, knowledge. God can give you those things all at once without any restriction. And as long as you can receive it, you can get it. But material things you want, desire to have, or need, God, he adds material things day by day, over time. This is why. A healthy way to, see, prosperity is from God. Prosperity is of God. We are designed by God to prosper. But prosperity, true prosperity takes time. God builds on foundation. When it comes to receiving things, houses, cars, those things take time. And look at it this way. If you build a house, just because you want a house and just because God loves you, if you're building a house, it takes some time to build a house correctly. If you want it very fabulous, it takes longer. If you want a simple house, it doesn't take as long. But if you want high ceilings and if you want crown molding, it takes time. I'm sorry, even if you love God and God loves you. So if you, what people desire is they want God to give them a house in one day. That it's been done, but a lot of effort was put into building that house. It took somebody several months to build that house. And they deserve to be paid for it. Now, if somebody give you a house because they love your ministry, if God is in it, I've heard of testimonies where God blessed people with houses and God was in it, or cars, or large sums of money. But when God was in it, the people were dedicated and they had been doing God's will for years. I listened to the testimonies. They had been serving God for years. Years. And they had been honoring God for years, doing His work and service. And then God would tell somebody to give them a house and reward them for it. See, the whole testimony, this it happened every time. They obeyed God for a long time, for years. Somebody gave them a house, and then God blessed them for doing it. That's not normal. Sowing and reaping. See, we have a spiritual account. Spiritual wealth can be in your spiritual account. All the things you do for God in His name, they are not without reward. They are not without reward. Those are rewards. Now, I've never in my life heard a testimony where somebody received a car or a house or great sums of money or possessions or land. The person just prayed for it and God did it and they never was working for them. They just got saved. I never heard a testimony like that. And I don't expect to either. Because we have to have vision. If you have vision for something, you can work towards that goal. You have to, the Lord said be fruitful and multiply. He didn't say multiply then be fruitful, because that's not possible. He said be fruitful. Take a job that you can get. Receive an education. Get a better way of work, you'll make more money. And you're not going to make some jobs pay more than others. But starting out, you have to build on the foundation of love. As you receive money, you use it wisely. You pay for your immediate responsibilities. And by all means, pay tithes. Because that involves God. And when God is involved, He can make 90% do more than 100%. And if you give even more, He can make that 80% or 70% do even more. But you're still going to get prosperity day by day. Because when it comes to work, you have to merit it. You have to earn it. It's not like salvation where you didn't earn it. Sometimes people think, well, my salvation's free. My prosperity should be free too. But it ain't. And it's not. And it's not ever going to be. Ever. Ever. What you receive, you merit it. The possessions you want, the house you build, the car you drive, all of that, you're going to merit it. Or somebody's going to earn it. Now, some people will earn it and give it to you, but that doesn't help you. because you still don't deserve it. When a man wins the lottery, a lot of people try to get money around God's principles of working for it. And when they win, they buy nice things, but they don't deserve it. And many times they don't have vision for it. See, when God prospers you, you earn it, you value it, because it took your time, blood, sweat, and effort to get it. It took your energy to make it happen. And you worked as under God on your job day by day, day by day, day by day, for months, for years. And then you buy the things you desire. And if you buy it on credit, you got to pay for getting it right now. And that's not free. That costs almost as much as what you bought. It depends on the rate that they give you. I'm not saying that's wrong or evil, but if you could do so much more if you stay out of debt, because debt is expensive. Impatience is expensive. Anytime people are impatient, that's a very expensive way to live. Now, buying a house is better than paying rent on an apartment that you'll never own, and you got to live somewhere. So when you're starting out, many people, they start out where the way that they can. They get an apartment, pay for it as they go, save up and pay down on the house, and then they become more established. But they earned it. They merited it. They did what they were supposed to do to get it. But there's a generation out there, they're trying to go around God's methods. And now what happens is they end up getting the things that they're after, because when they buy a house and they pay a lot of money in interest because they want it now. And they look successful. But all the money they're getting is going to somebody else because they were too impatient. They bought too much house too fast and they become house poor. They can't go on vacation. They can't buy nice cars. If anything happens, they lose everything. They have to work more than one job. It's stressful. It's not God's way. It's not God's best anyway. It's not evil. It's just not God's best. And it can work out. They may sell the house for more money. Some people learn from their rash decisions. And some people keep doing. But God's way is better. Now that's what I want to point out. When you follow God and you do it God's way, you're not so fast to spend money and waste money when you work for it. And then you have vision for it, and you're more reserved about what you do when you got to pay for it. When it's you working to merit this thing, and you count up the cost, do I really want to invest so much of my life in this project? And I think about stuff like that before I jump out and buy something just because I want it. I have to make sure this is what I really want to do. Do I want this car bad enough to go to work for 5 years? Because the people who built it, they got to be paid. And the company that made it, they put their price on it. It belongs to them. And the bank who financed it, they're involved. They all got to be paid. And they're not wrong for charging what they charge. If you make the decision, if it's worth it to you and you don't mind, then it's a good deal. You're in agreement. But you have to consider, this is how God does things. He gives us prosperity day by day. It's going to cost you time and your efforts. Now, God already paid everybody's sin debt. And it's our responsibility to let them know. And that's the most important thing that we can ever do. Build on the sincerity, the light. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. If there's any light there, then we can build on it and get people saved and healed and set free. Jesus already did the hard part. He did for us what we could not do for ourselves. But understanding how God gives us prosperity makes a big difference. And we can go forward in Him. And we won't take it so lightly. When people read the law, they see how they can really appreciate what Jesus have done for us. Because if he didn't do that, we'd be under the law again, suffering. But he gave us the life of God. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and minister life to you, answering all questions that you could ever have. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.